Jai Chaitanya Maharaj. We're with Chaitanya Maharaj from Govardhan. Jai Maharaj, thank you.
Okay, so we have just left Giriraj Govardhan by the mercy of Srila Gurudev on Gauranga, and we've walked for perhaps 40, 50 minutes, and we first of all, we came to Dangati, where we heard the beautiful pastime of where the gopis were carrying their pots through the very narrow passageway across Govardhan. On Govardhan Hill, there's only one small passage from the other side to reach Govindakund, where there was a big yagya happening with Bhrigu Muni Swami. And they were bringing all their pots of butter and so on. And Krishna performed a very beautiful prank that Srila Rupa Goswami Pada writes about. And he arranged for a toll gate there. And this pastime went on for perhaps 2 or 3 hours, where he was demanding tax from all the gopis. And they challenged him, "Why are you demanding tax? What right do you have?" And he says, "I am the husband of the queen of Vrindavan, Vrindadevi." And then they didn't believe him at all, so they called Vrindadevi, and Vrindadevi immediately refuted that, saying, "No, this is not my husband. I've never known him as my husband at all." So, but still Krishna and Madhu Mangal and all the cowherd boys, they were demanding some tax from the gopis, and eventually they got that tax. And the gopis, they went on their way, but without their pots of butter and curds and so on. So this pastime took place in Dangati. And then we walk a little bit further down the road, and we come to Dan near Vatankund, where a few days later, the gopis, they arranged to have a meeting with Krishna, Subal, and Madhumango, and millions of gopis, they hid in the rocks around. And when Krishna came with his two cowherd boyfriends, he was just thinking just a couple of gopis are here. But then the gopis, they very loudly started to clap, and all the millions of gopis merged out of the rocks, and they captured Krishna, tied him up, dressed him up as a gopi, and they put a pot of butter on his head, and they threw a rock at it, and all the butter went all over Krishna. So Danya Vatankund is where Krishna is. The gopis get their revenge on Krishna for Dangati pastime. And then now we've come through the village of Anayor. Just as I'm speaking to you, we're walking into Govindakund. And in Anayor, we always stop at a place right beside Sankarshan Kund. Sankarshan Kund is a huge lake, and the place of Baladev Prabhu. And Vajranaba, thousands of years ago, he installed a very beautiful, huge, six-foot deity of Baladev Prabhu, a black deity, which is still there today. On the other side of the Kund, from where we stop and have our Prabhachan. And then further around the corner from Sankarshan Kund, where we're going to now, is Govindakund. And opposite Govindakund is Gaurikund. And Gaurikund is Chandravali's stan, where Chandravali, Padma, and Saiba, they stay there, and sometimes they hijack Krishna on his way to Radharani. There are so many beautiful pastimes about Chandravali in Gaurikund, and this is right next to Govindakund, where we are now. This whole place where we are walking today is saturated in the beautiful, sweet pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Everywhere where we're walking is so many pastime after pastime after pastime. Practically every single step we're taking is filled with different pastimes of the playful exchanges between Radha and Krishna, and Krishna and the gopis and the cowherd boys, particularly Baladev Prabhu also is here. Of course, Baladev Prabhu would never follow where he saw Shri Radharani. Radharani, when she would walk on Govardhan, she would leave golden stones behind her. Baladev Prabhu, he would see those stones and immediately walk the other way. Baladev Prabhu, he would leave white, shining stones behind him, and if Radharani saw those stones, then she would walk the opposite way. So the two rasas are not compatible. But the two pastimes do happen very much in this area. You just got to jump over a huge puddle. Okay, made it. So now we're coming to Govindakund, which is the place where Indra, in a very shameful mood after his arrogant attempt to bring Vrajendranandan Sri Krishna to some sort of humble place, he was inspired by Yogamaya to practically drown the inhabitants of Braj with the clouds of devastation and destruction. But after he realized actually who was this person, Vrajendranandan Krishna, then he became very shameful. And on the order of Brahma, Lord Brahma, he brought Surabhi cow to this kund here, and they performed a very wonderful abhishek of Krishna in to offer apology to him for the offense that he'd committed. Actually, at that time, all the demigods came, and they also performed archan and puja, and so many auspicious items were offered to Krishna. At that time, Krishna, he was just sitting on a slab of rock and just eating a bit of flat rice and yogurt, and he had some amla in his other hand. And he wasn't particularly interested in all this puja that had been offered to him. And as this puja was being offered, then along the road, close by, all the cowherds, sakas, they came walking and dancing and singing. And as soon as the demigods saw them, they knew that if they hung around, it would create a rasa-basa situation. So they immediately left all the paraphernalia and jumped behind the clouds. Then the cowherd boys came and they found all this paraphernalia just lying around being used for the puja to honor Krishna. And they picked it up and they were playfully waving the chamaras, etc., at Krishna. And Krishna was laughing and smiling and joking, and he became so happy. And the demigods hiding behind the clouds, they became very bewildered. Well, Krishna didn't seem very happy when we were offering the puja, but now he's completely happy. So we see the different moods and rasas that Krishna is experiencing with the demigods and with his cowherd sakas. So we see the difference between Vrajendranandan Krishna and this more Lord Narayan or Vaikuntha mood that the demigods worship Krishna with. So these pastimes were performed in Govindakund. Also in Govindakund is Madhavendra Puripad's sitting place. And this is a very, very wonderful pastime that Srila Gurudev loves to tell. Many times we've heard Srila Gurudev speak this pastime of Madhavendra Puri, where Madhavendra Puri was sitting here for 2 or 3 days, not taking any sort of food. And the women would come for water to the well, and they saw him sitting. And then on the third day, a very beautiful Turkish cowherd boy came to him carrying a pot of milk and said, "My mother saw you sitting here without taking any food. Oh.
और संपूर्ण ब्रजवासियों कन्या की जयकार देंगे। हम अपना गोविंद Ay,